Faith Uncut, a podcast where we explore faith in ways that might get you kicked out of most churches. I'm your host, Mike.
And I'm Amira. And I mean, let's just start this off. Never would have made it without you.
Oh, God. Yeah. Wow.
Yes. Today, as we close out.
You know what's funny about that song?
Like, what?
This is not part of the show. We went to the commission reunion.
Okay.
And so Marvin Sapp was there. And so Fred did a couple of Fred songs. And Marvin did that song. What Marvin Sapp did to that song, like, because everyone sung this song. Mm-hmm. And so you sick of this thing. Like, Boys to the Men, you just don't like it anymore.
Right.
So when he started singing it, I was like, oh my God, I don't feel like hearing this. The feeling that I felt after hearing that song is exactly the feeling that I felt when I heard Layla Hathaway harmonized with herself. The stuff that he did in that song, like he
Which was amazing.
He sang the song like, I know y'all singing this, but you ain't singing it like this.
Right.
This and you cannot sing it like this.
This here my juke joint.
Yeah, so that, the song is back on the list now, but only if Marvin sings it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so here we are at our last episode of the year, and we are grateful. We are thankful that we have made it to the end of 2019.
Yes.
Yes. So today we're just going to talk about our goals. You know, we're going to look back. We're going to look forward,
okay. Kind
of taking off from the theme that we set last week with Advent. But what's up with us? How did we do?
Well, this year for me was difficult.
Okay.
Because the unexpected transition of my mom in January.
Yeah.
And then unlike previous years where I noticed there was a lot of celebrity deaths, this year was a lot of deaths of people that I knew.
Mm.
So friends were losing, people close to them. It was just more funerals than I had ever had to attend in my life. On the most difficult year to attend funerals for me.
Yes.
So I didn't make it through all of them. Some of them I had to leave early. But it was just that type of year. And there were some other things that were going on that just made it worse. It was just like one of those years where I'm like, yo, I can't get out this year fast enough.
To be like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's individually for you. I guess for me, I made it. I definitely want to do better with hitting certain goals next year,
mm-hmm.
but I have to be intentional about setting up the process to get there. I just kind of feel like I made it. Like, you don't want to feel like you just kind of like coming into the finish line.
I'm crawling across the finish line.
I'm tired.
Like, even financially, this was a rough year.
Listen,
like,
I lived good, but I got to pay all of those bills.
I mean, every year I say Christmas is going to be light, but this year
Christmas light.
Yeah, I'm depending on the grace of my children that they are excited about anything. Like, I remember when I used to get them all these gifts and they would be excited about the box. Like, I'm hoping this is a box year. Like, yo, I got
this
you
might
this box
be your last box
it's
year.
Nothing in it, but Merry Christmas. Cuz you know, we'll get you next year when the thing turned. So what we did, and this wasn't an intentional financial decision,
right.
But we decided that we were going to not make Christmas the big event, but make their report cards the big event. And so throughout the year, we've been able to reward them for their report cards because they've been done well. The problem is they're children and they don't realize that, Christmas is coming. Their friends are getting stuff.
Hello.
Where's my stuff?
Okay.
And thank you, school system, for releasing a report card right around this time. So now I'm stuck either way.
School system being cahoots with the kids.
Yeah. Okay. So we going to have an interesting Christmas one more time this year. But so anyway, I'm crawling through the finish line on this one. This is a tough year.
It's had its ups and downs. I mean, there were definitely some highlights this year. And I did hit some individual goals, whether I articulated every step or not. Travel was a huge pursuit and goal for me this year, and I was able to do that. Took a very meaningful trip with my daughter this year. That was huge. That's the highlight of my year. Everything about August 2019 worked for me. very grateful.
That's interesting. I went on my first cruise with the family in August 2019.
Yeah.
That was a huge win after a series of losses. But I was like, yo, this cruise is everything.
Yeah. August 2019 was great. I definitely don't have a problem with any of the rest of the months, but August is the standout. And I just want to keep moving forward because I am challenging myself to produce more of my own personal creative product. So that's huge.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are sitting on, you know, you see it all the time, you hear it all the time. Oh, you got a book in you, or you should be writing, or, you know, you have this creative talent. You should be doing something with it. It is not easy to just up and begin to produce for yourself. Regardless of what it is, it's not easy to start writing songs. It's not easy to start painting or creating art just because you are good at it. It is not easy to write books or articles. It's not easy to do this podcast all the time. So for anybody who is moving through their creative process and challenging themselves and putting themselves out there, I feel you. Kudos to you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope you feel us encouraging you, because that's huge. So that's a direction I'm moving in.
Yeah, I've seen it on both sides of this.
Mm-hmm.
To start things that you are and are not good at.
Yep.
So most times you start things that you are not good at when you start, because you would have been doing it or you have no experience doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fortunate enough to start, with air quotes, a music career after I had already trained in music. Mm. And so and not just that, but it also been around a caliber of musicians that would elevate my play. And so I've been able to start things that I was good at. But most things that you start, it's not going to be pretty in the beginning. And so right. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know how to do it. You don't know who's listening or who's going to pay attention to it. And so you're doing it for yourself. And because you're not good at it, thank God you're doing it for just yourself right. At the beginning, because you don't want people hearing you learn how to play the trumpet when you don't have embouchure and things like that. So, yes, there's a benefit to knowing what you're doing, but I've seen both sides.
Yeah, just honing your talent. So when it comes to the podcast, how do you feel like we did with our goals for the podcast?
Well, the main goal for the podcast was to continue going with the podcast.
Okay, we That's did that.
Because I'm starting school, not full time, but this was my first full year of school.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a class load that was considerable, considering mm-hmm. everything else that I'm doing. And this podcast, actually, when I worked out the hours, the time that I spend per class equates to two of those classes. So okay. I could have taken two more classes or continued with the podcast. We decided to continue with the podcast. And so the degree will happen a little slower, but this is the decision that we made, and I'm happy we made it. And so I'm glad we stuck with it.
Okay.
Also, we wanted to expand our social media footprint, and that one we didn't quite do so well. Yeah, probably because, you know, busy.
Like, busy as I don't know what.
You got Kez. We haven't talked about Kez, but you were on TV for Kez. You want to say something about it?
Yes. So I serve with the National Capital Area CARES Mentoring Circle, which is an affiliate of the National CARES Mentoring Movement, which is a mentor volunteer organization headed up by Susan Taylor, who, if anybody's familiar with, from Essence Magazine.
She was the editor-in-chief of Essence Magazine.
Yes, she's known as the editor emerita. So she is the forever editor of Essence Magazine. But when she left Essence years ago, after Hurricane Katrina, they were forced to host the Essence Music Festival in Houston. And she got this idea of kind of creating this volunteer army to serve the children that had been displaced. It has grown into this organization. And we were recently on the Armstrong Williams show.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, locally and nationally. It was a great opportunity for myself and my team to kind of get ourselves out there and to talk about the importance of mentoring. So, no, we haven't talked about it too much on this show, but we can jump back into it
Yeah, I mean, y'all did a great job on that show. You sounded great.
Thank you.
You look great. It was amazing.
Looking great is
important for TV. So that's
my rap was really on point, and I'm proud of her. But go ahead.
Yeah, and in terms of the podcast, we did have another goal. We wanted to. Well, we got some guests that I didn't anticipate. So
okay.
Yeah, I just reached out to a few people, and they responded positively to my cold call invite. And so we got some good shows out of it. And I was very happy that we were able to
I love when we have guests because you and I can talk about anything. But having different perspective in here and just getting the feedback from them, how people are experiencing our podcast, that's very valuable to me. This has been a great year for feedback. I don't think I set out to have it as a goal, but I did have people actively listening to what we're producing. And giving me something back for that, just giving me ideas, perspective, even critique. And I'm grateful for that because I want to get better at using this platform to communicate effectively. That's what I'm in it for. I want to be a better host. I want to be a better scholar. I want to be a better panel speaker. So this has been a great year for feedback. And if I could, I need to think more about articulating a goal on how to garner more of it. I don't necessarily think it's about putting out more content per se, but I'm sure that that's a part of it.
I like those goals. I like those individual podcast goals. I'm like, do I have any? I don't. I mean, I know the things that I want to improve.
Okay.
As far as the show goes.
Like what? Growing the audience?
Yes. Okay. Definitely want to grow the audience because I think that just the time that we put on the show, in terms of preparation and production and post-production, and this is a labor of love on both of our parts. I mean, we don't really get paid for this. Thank you to all the Patreons that we have out there, the patrons that we have.
New and old.
Aside from that, we don't really get anything from the show. Mm-hmm. So, I want to grow the audience. I think I don't care so much about monetizing the show as much as I care about producing a good quality show. Product. And to do that, you want people to hear the product.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I think that if we do a show that, it would be nice if everyone was listening now, but I think that if they catch on after we stop doing the show, I'm fine with that too.
Yeah.
I think that
we do have a body of work. And I think that I don't know when that goal might have ever been created, but as we move through these seasons and move through these topics, we now have a body of work that if somebody said, "Hey, have you heard Faith Uncut?" they can tap back into and get shows about all sorts of things.
Right.
And that's very impressive.
And as the podcast space becomes more saturated, we do understand that, the attention is finite. You can't listen to all these shows, and there's a novelty with discovering new shows, and so some shows you lose, and we could be one of those shows, and we understand that because that's just part of the medium. But while we're here, while we have your attention, thank you for listening. We do want to grow the show. We don't want you to be the only few people listening to the show. I mean, it's more than a few of y'all, and we thank everyone who's listening. The audience has far exceeded our expectations for the show.
Really got love.
So the success is already met, but we want to keep doing it. And to keep doing it, we need to grow. So we need to do some work to grow. And so one of the goals for 2020 is to increase the size of the audience. Okay. I want to double where we are right now.
Okay.
So,
we're talking about this today, but then we're going to follow up with one of our production meetings, and we're going to actually do this.
Yeah, we got to do work to get there. Yes, I just can't say it in the mic and it works.
No, we're going to play this back and say, "Hey, you see what you said?"
Yeah.
You want to double it, do you?
Yeah, okay. So we're going to do the work to try to double the listening audience. And I've never chased numbers on the show, but I do know the value of the information reaching people.
Yep.
And so that's what we want to do. We want to reach more people.
Okay. Anything else we want to do with the podcast?
Yeah. So I want to complete season 4 in a way that, that I'm satisfied with. So
okay.
We were talking off air about Watchmen and how completely and utterly satisfying that story arc was. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, this show is not Watchmen. I mean, but I do value completing an arc. And this fourth season is an arc that started with JW and I initially just having these conversations. Those conversations evolved into deconstructing some of the things that we were frustrated with. Mm-hmm. Amira, you come on board and we continue that deconstructing work and look at how that our faith fits in the context of the current times we're living in, mm-hmm. and why we arrived at this point. Mm-hmm. And so that deconstruction led to a reconstruction, which we're doing now. Yep. And I want to make sure that we fully close this arc.
Right.
So that's going to happen in 2020.
Okay.
Whether we do it effectively or not, it's happening in 2020.
The goal is always to do it effectively. Let's talk about just for a second, because we're tossing around this word goals, but goals don't make themselves. You got to kind of know how to create and craft them. So even the comment I just made about how what we're saying in this episode is going to force us to do some work, it's because you can build up a goal just like you could build up a lesson plan. You walk into a classroom and, you might remember walking into a classroom, your teacher might have already wrote on the board what your warm up is, what your objective is, and what the lesson for the day would be. Sometimes putting together goals looks just like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are familiar with the SMART goal model. And I just want to throw this out here because it's very easy to say, oh, in 2020, I want to lose weight.
Right.
But if you don't put some structure around that statement, you will be sitting there just wanting to lose weight. And you might be doing some things that you think would contribute to that result, but you're not doing enough of it. You're mm-hmm. not doing it long enough. And you haven't set a time measurement to see where your accomplishment is. So you want to lose weight. Okay, fine. You can make that a SMART goal. And SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-based. Mm-hmm. So it's about making your statement of what you want specific, make it measurable, make it attainable, make it relevant to yourself, your circumstances. Make it realistic.
Yeah. Okay. So you can't say relevant is realistic. I'm gonna lose 20 pounds and then I'm just gonna cut off my leg. Goal achieved. Like that's not realistic.
That's not smart. Yeah. And you also want to make sure that your goal is time based. So as you're thinking about putting together your goals for 2020, kind of carrying over with some of the things that we discussed last week, you cannot be afraid of your thoughts. You cannot be afraid of the work. You might realize that some of the things that you want are not just, you know, I'm going to go and now I'm going to go to Target and acquire this thing and I've met my goal. Some things can be done that way, but a lot of things that we personally want to achieve won't be done that way. Mm-hmm. So like Mike, your statement about wanting to double the audience size, that is specific. You want to double our podcast audience size. It's measurable because you're saying you want to double it. You want is so if we had 100 listeners, you want 200 listeners by the end of whatever time-based period. Is it attainable? Yes, because if we go through certain processes of promoting the show or sharing the show or reinvesting in our social media presence, then yes, it can be attainable. Is it relevant? Yes, it is, because we operate on these interwoven platforms mm-hmm. between social media and the podcast. Mm-hmm. What's the time base? You said you want to double the audience.
In 12 months.
So you want to do it in 12 months. So that's a year-long goal. Now, other things don't have to look that way, especially, you know, if you're individual and within your career. Some people might want to improve one of their work performance factors by their next PEP. Whatever that is, oh, I want to be on time for work 80% of the week, which means 4 out of 5 days. I'm talking about myself.
80%? Good Lord.
Listen, okay. Because it's a struggle. But, you know, I want to be on time. I want to get to work on time at least 80% of the week for the next 6 months. That means that Monday through Thursday, I have to get there on time. Is it attainable? Yes. Is it relevant? Yes. Because somebody's going to get off my back. Nobody's on it, but somebody's going to get off my back. And I want to do that by my next pep. So if I say my my next 6 month review or whatever it's going to be, that's that goal. And then I can look back and say, did you really hit that? You know, how many times did I have to dip into my annual leave to cover that 30 minutes or whatever it is because I wasn't working that particular goal? Yeah. So just think about, you know, how you craft your goals, how you want them to work. And when we say make them relevant and realistic, if you don't go to the gym right now, you are not about to start going to the gym 4 days a week. Right. Relevant, realistic. You want to start with smaller goals. So like our goal with growing this audience, doubling the audience size. And keep in mind, we're using 100 and 200 because these are manageable numbers for me. Because I like history. I don't like numbers. Right. We could say, okay, every quarter that might mean making sure that we've added 25 new people, 25 new listeners. So we can do certain things, but we can check on the progress of our goal because we've broken it up into four smaller goals that by the end of every quarter, we would have numbers showing at least 25 additional listeners.
Right.
25 turns into 50. It turns into 75. By December 31st of next year, we should have that 100.
Yeah. If it was 100, it's more than that.
But we know it's more than that. But
it's an example. Yeah.
I'm not a mathematician.
Yeah, I know. And then, like, even if your goal is going to the going to the gym is a horrible goal. Like, getting in shape is a better goal.
Okay, getting in shape.
And
like, my goal is eating better.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm going to, like, lose a gang of weight behind it, but
most people
want to make better choices.
Most people are not lifting their own body weight on a regular basis. Hell so you don't have to go all the way to the gym. You can do your push-ups and stuff in the house for free and see if you can stick with that for a little while before you decide to commit to a gym membership. And so that way, at least you're not, you know, clogging up the gym in the beginning of the year for the people who already know they're gonna go.
Yeah.
Like, you just go and do your thing and then just figure out if you're good at it.
This is when procrastination really works, because like, if you're savvy, you're not going to the gym in January.
Yeah.
Because it's full of people who are like waiting for January to change something about themselves physically. And the gyms know that and they see you coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think the SMART goal model is, I didn't even think about that for this episode, but yeah, that's just such a, it's such an ingrained thing, you know, being in business that, yeah, I got to make them attainable. I got to make them smart.
Yes. You got to chunk them up into bite-sized pieces. I mean, I think that in general, I just don't want people thinking that they're dreaming and hoping and that these things cannot manifest. They can, but you have to know how to work what you want against what you're willing to do for it and within what amount of time. So a lot of times we overwhelm ourselves to achieve something and then we don't get it and we become disillusioned with it almost because we were rushing to go get it. We wanted it very fast. We might have wanted to cut corners. Mm-hmm. When you set a goal and you actually, I mean, I know sometimes people are like, this is so tedious, but applying these models, if you can, to your goals and then making them smaller, making them consumable, that actually helps you manage a long-term process, right? So, because you could just wake up every day and it'd be like Groundhog Day if you don't have a process or a set of tasks in mind that help you move through your day.
Right. And you already know if you're going to meet these goals or not by the way you set them up.
Like exactly.
If they're not attainable, if they're not smart, even if you don't use that methodology, if you haven't really thought through this and planned how you're going to execute this, then you're not setting a goal. Yeah. You're just wishful thinking at that point. And so there are a couple tools that I use to help track how I'm doing. And one of those is, they're both online tools. They're both free. So this is not new information to some people. Some people it may be, I don't know. But one tool I use is called Trello, T-R-E-L-L-O.
Yes, you've mentioned it before.
It's an easy way to visualize what you're trying to do and keep track of your progress and everything. So Trello is great. Another tool I use when you get into a more robust form of managing goals or projects for work or whatever you want, it's called Asana, A-S-A-N-A.com. Asana is a great tool. It you can make it look and work like Trello, and then you can also make it look and work like a Microsoft project if you wanted to. I mean, it's that varied in terms of how it works, and it's a free tool. And so you can use it from your phone, and so you can update all your stuff from your phone or from a web browser or whatever. If you're trying to set some attainable goals, something that you can do, you don't have to download another app. You can download the Trello or Asana apps and work through those to try to meet your goals.
Okay.
I wonder, what goals do you have for yourself? Because I want to say it so that we can look back.
Oh, man.
And at the end of 2020.
I plead the fifth. Okay, before I say this. So structures, like the structure of the SMART model, are there to deter procrastination, which creeps up and can ruin things. I've been procrastinating on a certain thing. Mm-hmm. If I say it right now, it makes it real.
Say it.
Damn.
Just say it.
Okay. I want to apply to school.
Awesome.
So I've, you know, toyed around with it. I've taken my tests. And I know I can, but I keep hitting this wall. And I know that if I was planning it better, I could execute it better. Now that it's real, I know that people are going to be adding me like, did you apply to school?
Okay.
But okay. So that's my goal.
That's specific, attainable. It is
for fall 2020.
It is right. Okay, there you go. That's
there you go. That's the time base.
Okay, fall 2020. You want to have applied for school?
Yes, I would like to be accepted. I want to be accepted for fall 2020.
And are you starting in fall?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can't keep putting this off. I cannot keep putting it off. The reason why I've put it off are these other things that, when you look back at the end of the year, you're like, it amounted to BS. It's, you know, it's white noise. It's the procrastination. Mm-hmm. So and this is what I'm saying. At one point in time, I was like, I'm going to take the LSAT.
Yeah.
And then I took it. I took the LSAT because it's an easy process to go through.
Yeah.
But then I did not have a process for turning that test score into an application, into an acceptance.
Okay.
So now I want to kind of anchor the process, mm-hmm. because going to school is the goal. The long-term goal over my whole adult life has been a terminal degree.
Okay.
I got to go get it.
Okay. What else?
Being more financially secure and sound. I see signals in our economy that say that things ain't as sweet as maybe some people think they are, mm-hmm. but I can't control all of that. But I would like to be a better steward over my resources.
Okay, so that's not measurable, but I'm not going to make you be too specific on this microphone.
What
you just said was, I want to be more financially secure. That could be one more dollar.
Okay. Well, amen for that one more dollar. No, I want to think through it. I don't want to be off the fly, but I do know I don't think it's by this year. But when I say I want to be more financially secure, things cost a lot of money as a family of one. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are certain things that I would like to be able to restore to my life that I can afford as a family of one.
Okay.
So there we go.
Okay.
My most important goal is that I would like to, okay, specific. I would like to initiate mm-hmm. my own platform.
Okay.
To discuss some of the issues that have come up on this podcast more in depth.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to get it started during the spring of 2020.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I can say about it.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. And in fact, we are already scheduled.
Yes, we're working on it.
Yeah. So,
yes. Because you're an accountability partner. So let's just say a word about those.
Mm-hmm.
An accountability partner is not somebody who's like riding your back to do the mm-hmm. things that you say that you're doing. But they are there to just be able to be a reflection of whether or not the progress is taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not just, you know, podcast co-hosts. We are great friends. And in you, I have somebody who can just say, hey, mm-hmm. did you do that one thing that will help you do the other three things that are on the list? So if you have somebody in your circle that you can trust, not again, not to be a negative Nancy or somebody just, you know, waiting for you to fail, but just somebody who can just kind of just check in on the progress that you're making through your goal. That can be very valuable. Just knowing that somebody's there to encourage you, or that you're not doing it all by yourself.
Right. That's the other side of accountability. Like, yeah, you don't want to be the one that's just doing the check-ins. If there's a place for you to assist, then that person is not alone in their goal. And so, yes, I'm going to be helping you do this.
Yes, you are.
So that way, I'm telling you, I'm showing up at the meeting. And if you don't show up, then that's then we won't have a conversation. Mm-hmm. But we're getting this done.
Yeah, this is, I mean, this is a major tenet in mentoring, too, since we mentioned CARES earlier at the top of the show. Being consistent and showing up. Mm-hmm. Showing up is not something that you always do for other people. You have to show up for yourself. So my goals have to do with the different ways that I would like to show up for myself mm-hmm. in 2020.
And I will say, just on a personal note, this is something that is needed. Like, you've come alongside and been with me on this show. This show was my vision. Like, this is something that I wanted to do. JW and I started this, and you've been here for the ride. But you have something to say outside of the confines of a theological discussion.
Yes.
And I think that something deserves to be heard. And so we're going to work towards that, and I'm going to help you do that.
It's so exciting, you guys. Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. So for me.
Yes. What are your goals?
This year is a year of getting in fiscal shape.
Okay.
And I have some specific ways that looks.
Okay.
I don't need to say all that on the
show.
No,
you don't.
But
you got that.
I got, yeah. there's some things that I'm looking forward to in 2020 that's going to liberate me for 2021 and beyond.
Very good.
And so I got a whole spreadsheet of how this is going to work. So I just got to just keep checking in and making sure it's working. I want to survive a very difficult semester that I got coming up. So
okay.
I said that this show, if I was not doing this podcast, I could take two additional classes. So my class load now is like, I take two classes a semester. Right now, I'm going to be taking five classes next semester. And so...
Five 3-credit classes?
No. So I've doubled my course load. So
okay.
Five classes. So not all of them are 3-credit
classes. Okay.
So,
as a former advisor, my eyes definitely just got big, but okay. Go ahead.
So I'm already on the books. I'm paying for those. I'm going to keep doing the show.
Very good.
And I'm going to just make sure that I can manage all of this. We're going to see how this is going to work.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, sometimes we set goals, and during the process of executing those things, you see that things might not go as you planned them.
Yeah.
A good plan behind your goal can be reworked.
Right.
It can recalibrate itself. It can respond to factors in the environment, circumstances that come up. So just keep that in mind. We're not saying keep everything rigid, but don't lose your vision. Like, I lost my pathway forward. I took that LSAT, and then I was like, now what?
Right.
I felt the same way after I graduated from undergrad. It was the first time probably in my educational career where someone did not dictate what the next step was.
Right.
So I was stuck for a little while.
Right.
Or just not moving forward. I don't even think I was stuck. I just didn't have any direction. One of the things about moving through a curriculum and moving through an educational program is that it's laid out for you. And you know that if you start out with communication 501, because that's your first class in the master's degree program in communication, that you are, it by design, it's going to take you up to the 700 level
mm-hmm.
to communication seminar or something where you're doing your own commercial or whatever you're doing in that program. I'm just making all this stuff up. But sometimes people can move through a process because it's laid out. It looks like a pathway forward.
Right.
But even still, you enroll in school, things happen.
Yeah.
You start a new aspect of your career, things happen. You start a new aspect of your personal life, things happen. You should be able, again, going back to the meditation and the introspection, do not be afraid of even the possibility of failure. There's probably a gift there that you have not explored. sometimes the gift is in getting on maybe a different path. Maybe I have to figure out a different way how to do stuff. So, you know, not to throw too much stuff in the mix, but goals are living things.
Right. And it may not be a failure. It may just be an adjustment. If you plan this out, you can see when it's time to make that adjustment. So I know going into this, I am a husband full time. I am a father full time. Mm-hmm. I work full time. I work part time. I work on this podcast. I am in school now for this semester full time. Like, something's going to have to happen. So, so we're going to find out, you know, how this year goes.
It's but crazy. That's your tension. You guys go back and listen to the tension episode. Things keep coming up.
And in addition to all of that, I want to make sure that I do something for the family that I haven't had the chance to do.
Okay.
So we're working on that. And then I also want to finish, I'm going to commit to, I don't know when I'm doing this, but I'm going to commit to at least finishing at least half of the draft of my first book this year in 2020.
Wow.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Huh.
I have an awesome partner.
Okay.
Because there's no way all of this could happen, you know. So while we're doing this, I'm going to try to get a burst of things done because then we're going to switch gears and then she's up next. So that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm trying to jam it all in.
Teamwork.
So that,
you know,
yeah.
Dream work. Okay.
So anyway, that's our goals episode. We wanted to get on record.
Yes. What are your goals for the year? What are your goals for January?
Yeah.
Yeah. Think through it. Apply the SMART model. Look around. Do your research. There might be some other goal setting models that might work better for you.
All right.
Speak with people who speak highly of your abilities about what you're planning to do. Not to talk yourself out of it, but just people who can check in on your progress, give you a word of encouragement along the way. And then mind how you talk to yourself, because that word might be coming from you internally.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to push yourself. So now that I know that you got all this stuff going on, I'm going to check on you. And I got all this stuff going on, you got to check on me. I think we do a pretty good job, though.
Yeah, we do. We talk all the time.
Yeah, I think we do a pretty good.
Okay, so in 2020, we are going to have a couple weeks of break in there as we are spending time with family and not recording. So, you know, we record these shows and we have a few in the can. So this gets us through the end of December and we'll probably be back towards the middle to end of January.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we want to spend time with our families. We want you to spend time with yours.
And we need to rest, you guys. Yeah. Yes. We want to spend time with our families and everything. But the pastor from Alpha Street has recently been on the news, Alpha Street Baptist Church in Alexandria, Virginia.
Pastor Howard John Wesley.
Yeah, Pastor Wesley. He made a splash recently because during one of his sermons, he just talked about his desire and his need for rest and his need to reconnect and get rerooted and grounded. And so many people could relate to his desire to rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want us to obscure that fact. We need to rest. I'm very proud of my co-host for what he's done thus far. I know he's proud of me, but we do need to rest and get ourselves revitalized so that we can serve better.
And while y'all not paying attention to the podcast anyway, because you're with your families or you're doing your own thing, it's the perfect time to take that rest. So it'll be a couple weeks, but
we be back and we're going to put out some things and attract you guys back to listening to us on Sundays. We appreciate you. Bring a friend.
Thank
so
you
we can double
this
audience.
Yes. Get ready to tell some people.
Yes.
For Faith Uncut, I'm your host, Mike.
And I'm Amira.
For more on Faith Uncut, check us out at